Verb, to be the mother of, to assume as one's own, to care for like a mother. Related forms, motherless, unmothered. The day my mother is arrested, I have a roaring spat with her. Friday, the 11th of February, cold and grey. My breath escapes in smoky wisps like spilling secrets. The brush of icy air like the caress of a ghost. The white taste of winter in my mouth. School has finished for the day, and there is the delicious anticipation of no school next week to look forward to. It is half term. Yippee! 5 whole days of freedom from the taunts, the jeers, the constant dodging of bullies. Shadows dance to twinkling lights reflected from other flats onto the windowsill when Mum comes in from work, smelling of curry and smoke and other people's sweat, bearing that flighty look she gets when she is worried. Her lips pulled down into a grimace, her eyes flitting this way and that as if they long to escape the boundaries of her face. They remind me of Lily's hamster, they do, with their constant scrabbling. She wrings her hands and picks the tissue she is holding to shreds. "What is it, Mum?" I ask, when I am unable to take her restlessness any longer, even though I know what's coming. I can read the signs. I'm not stupid. She's already in the bedroom we share, pulling clothes into the suitcase which hasn't been up long enough to gather dust. I've been at Fernhill Secondary only a term and a half, the same amount of time we've been here in Kenton. This is the fastest we have moved anywhere, the smallest time we have stayed in one place. Usually I don't mind this constant moving. I really don't. I like that it's just Mum and me against the world. I like moving just when the bullies are starting to get particularly vicious. It is thwarting them, isn't it? I like the thought that they will turn up at school, having dreamt up new names to call me, a new form of torture, only to find that I am no longer there. I can't say I like starting at a new school, identifying immediately the same old bullies in new guises, just a tad before they identify me. It is wearying having to endure new bullies calling me by the same few names, having to suffer the same regurgitated pranks. And now, finally, I have reached my limit. I do not want to move again, because for the first time in my life, I have a friend. I have Lily. I know. It's sad, isn't it? It's taken me 13 years to find a friend. It hasn't been that bad, though. I didn't know what I was missing. Anyway, if I had had friends all this time, I would not properly appreciate what Lily means to me, would I? And I have always had Mum. The two of us against a world that is cruel to me, a world that judges me on how I look, not bothering to see inside. And so far, Mum's been enough. "I'm afraid we have to leave, sweetheart," she says, trying to shut the overflowing suitcase, content spilling out like M&Ms from a burst bag. Normally, I enjoy the excitement of moving to a new flat, the new smells, the fresh layout of the same few rooms. I do a quick reconnaissance of the shops close by, the cafes and the chip shops where I can while away some of the hours waiting for Mum to come home from whichever job she is currently doing. Funnily enough, I like winter evenings best. I have books and food to keep me company while I wait. I like sitting in the chip shop and doing my homework, the mouth-watering smell of battered fish, the sizzle of potato hitting hot oil, the vinegary crunch of steaming, freshly cooked chips making my brain cells spark and fizz into producing some of my best work. No matter how many times we move, wherever I find myself, the owner of the local chippy becomes my friend. "Oh, there she is," they'll say. Be it portly Dave, Turkish Ali, or cheerful Jen, looking out for me once I've been round 2 weeks in a row after school. The scratch of my pencil on paper harmonising with the cooking sounds, the reassuring banter of the chef with the customers reverberating in my ears like music.